If the Lord has said He will be with us all the days of our life, then He keeps His word and He is with us. I believe also tonight, when we have gathered here again to praise His glorious name, to bring Him glory and worship. And David already says so wonderfully in Psalm 34, here it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Isn't that what we want to say, brothers and sisters? I think every believer who is truly born again through the Holy Spirit can say the same. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. But not only in the mouth, but it comes forth from the heart. In the heart of a believer, there is praise, there is worship, there is everything that is due to the Lord. And then the mouth can overflow, full of praise. And I think it's even better when we all come together and when we praise and sing praises to our Lord together. And then David goes on to say in verse 3, My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Yes, brothers and sisters, I think there is no other joy or better joy than the joy in the Lord. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? If this man of God expresses this, we too can say, if we want to boast, as the scripture says, if anyone wants to glory, let him glory in the Lord. And so we see, the man of God agreed, whether in the old covenant or the new covenant, they all experienced the same thing. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Yes, isn't that wonderful? Together, you know, no one is excluded, no one is left behind. But David calls the people of God to magnify the Lord together. Don't we want to do the same tonight? I believe yes. We want to magnify and worship our Lord together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Oh, let us also taste and see tonight that the Lord is good. Has He changed yet? What do you think? I think He hasn't changed yet. Maybe we have changed a little, but the Lord hasn't yet. But He is so kind. He is full of grace, full of mercy. He wants to take care of us today, and we want to praise Him today. And how? Just as we have read. Yes, together. Let us all praise Him, bring Him glory and worship, for He has done great things for you and for me. You know, when you think about it, you can't help but praise the Lord. And maybe He's still at work, certainly. He is still at work. He is still speaking to us today through His word. And we were allowed to experience it, especially in the last days, in the last meetings, wherever we were, everywhere in Germany, in the large meetings. And we were amazed that God has blessed us so abundantly and with us His people. And I have to tell you, more have come than we thought, and also many strangers. And it was a good atmosphere. There was blessing. And God blessed us abundantly through His word. I want to say that again and again. If it were not so, I could not say it. But God has also given us His Word, namely what is so necessary for our days. And we all rejoiced. And I think all who came could go home blessed. And we have also come together tonight to be blessed by our Lord. Let us now rise and worship the Lord. We thank You for this day of grace that You have given us again. We thank You, O Lord, for Your precious and holy Word, that we may again be here together tonight to serve You, O Lord, to sing praises to Your name, Most High, to worship You, O Lord. For to You alone belongs all honor, all glory and worship. For You are the Lord of heaven and earth. All things have come into being by Your almighty Word, and we too, O Lord, are Your portion. We are Your people, and therefore we come together to honor Your holy name and to sing praise to You, O Most High. Receive the worship from the hearts and mouths of us all. Lord, let us not be idle, but give us hearts of fire. Lord, give us burning hearts, that we praise You, that we may glorify You, that we may praise You, for You are our God. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Rus has already welcomed you, and we hope that it will really echo in your heart and that you feel at home. Sometimes someone can say, welcome, and it doesn't have to be meant so. But because Brother Rus just mentioned the house from Salzburg, it was exactly 10 years ago when the sister for the first time, I don't want to say how, but when a lady came to a service and was saved in one day, and when she went home, she was a changed person. And you know how it is with spiritual children. You rejoice with them heartily. And when we were there for coffee with Brother Rus and some, it just came over me, and I had to say, the love of God never ends. In a person who has the love of God, you notice it when he pours the coffee into the cup. You notice when he or she takes the cream and puts it in. The love of God is not hidden. It is revealed. You notice it. You see it. You hear it. You perceive it. And so it is with all of us. Whether or not we have the opportunity to reveal it to one another or to make it known to one another, but that's how it is. God's love is revealed in everything in believers. But first, it must be poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. I have had some very exhausting days, as those who were with us know, and one church service, if you are really there with everything that goes with it, it is more exhausting than a day's work in the field. And my only wish is that the Lord would bless the days ahead of us in a very special way, that He could break ground and reveal Himself as He has promised in His Word. And as we looked at it in the last meeting in Zurich on Sunday, the beginning of the Gospel was as it was written in the prophet Isaiah and in the prophet Malachi. Mark elaborates it in the first chapter. And all things that followed were again and again fulfillment of the Scripture. Nothing happens in the kingdom of God unless it is fulfillment of the scriptures. John's ministry was fulfillment of the scriptures. In him, the word had taken shape. For the prophet Isaiah, or God had said through the prophet Isaiah, a voice cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. A long time it was a word. For over 800 years it did not take shape. But the moment the time came, the word took shape. It was fulfilled. The man appeared. The way was prepared. The highway of our God was there. The high was lowered. The low was exalted. And the scripture was fulfilled. The New Testament began with the fulfillment of the scriptures. And the New Testament ends with the fulfillment of the scriptures. There is no other way. God has a plan, and anyone who does not allow himself to be placed into this plan is outside the will of God. There can be so much pious business, well-intentioned, and Brother Branham says in a sermon, they are doing God a service without it being in his will. And in his will is only what he has said here in his word. And we are not ashamed to say that in his word he has also given the promises for these last days. And it is all fulfillment of the word of God. And we thus become a part of the word. I used to understand this very badly when Brother Branham used to use the phrase, Moses was the word for his time. Noah was the word for his time. I used to translate, Noah had the word for his time. Moses had the word for his time. Because I didn't quite grasp the full scope of the whole thing. But the longer, the more you realize what the expression means when Brother Branham says, the word is a word bride. She is a word bride. And if she is a word bride, she must be in here somewhere. Then she cannot be outside. She must be in here in every way. And what was Moses? Moses was a man like all the others. And suddenly, a promise God made to Abraham was about to be fulfilled. And with that moment, Moses was no longer Moses, but he was a prophet. And the word of the Lord came to him. And the promise was fulfilled. Because God had told Abraham, after 400 years, I will bring your descendants out of the land. The 400 years were up. Now the word of God became flesh. It took shape. And God made history in the plan of salvation. And so we can go through the whole Bible, into the New Testament, even into our time. And I would ask the question, what did people think when Paul suddenly said, it is written, God has made us the light of the Gentiles to the ends of the earth. If somebody had said that, I don't know if I can find it offhand. It just comes to me, this comparison. It might be in Acts 13. I'm not quite sure of that. Acts 13, verse 47. For so has the Lord commanded us. saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad, and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. What was it? The men of God in the New Testament built on the prophetic word. Peter started right away. He said, it is written, one shall drop out, another shall take his place. And from the beginning, things were ordered biblically. There was not one thing that was ordered, decided, or done by itself. But everything that was done in the kingdom of God was done according to the word of God. And so, the church became a part of the word. The word took shape in her, was realized through her. It was not just anything, but it was a living organism, the body of the Lord, through which God is active on this earth until this day. When we have recognized what God has done in these last days, then we should also recognize that it is His grace that He has turned His face towards us, that He has given us enlightenment. That is not a matter of course after all. We would all have gone. And also this, I said in Zurich on Sunday, and maybe our brother knows it just as well. As long as Brother Branham did not ground his ministry in the Scripture and prove it from the Scripture and say, through this ministry the word of the Scripture is fulfilled, Malachi so-and-so, Luke so-and-so, and all the different Scriptures, so long Brother Branham was a sought-after evangelist. People everywhere wanted him. Over 300 invitations, he says, from all kinds of countries, they called him. But when he suddenly spoke up, things immediately looked different. People took offense, not at his ministry as such, but because he knew and recognized his ministry in the Bible and could say, this is the fulfillment of this and that. And I say today, if he had not been able to prove his ministry from the Bible, we would be poorly off today. But it is precisely the biblical foundation of a ministry that is the necessity and the precondition for what God does in His church. Any handyman can come and do anything, but when God sends you, it is a completely different matter. How beautiful it is that not only in our time, and you all know, the Bible says, no one bears witness to himself, but if someone speaks the truth, let him speak. What did John do? Gospel of John, chapter 1. The Pharisees sent to John, saying, are you the one who is to come? He says, no, it is not I. And then they ask, are you Elijah? He says, no, I'm not. And then he gets down to business. He gets to the point. He actually says it. Here, you can read it. When they asked him, are you that prophet? He answered them, no. Then they said unto him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? They were sent once, and they had to bring an answer, and that to those who sent them. And then it says, what sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Praise God. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Where is this word written? In the prophet Isaiah 40, verse 3. And here the man speaks up. They could have said, wait a minute, what is this? He confesses freely and openly, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. With that, he sent the people back. He did not say, come some other time, and then I will try to explain things to you. No, he literally said, I am the voice of him. The people wanted to know, because if they don't get an answer, they can't give it to those who sent them. And they wanted to give an answer, and they got it. The question is, did the delegates believe this answer? That is the question. Many people ask, but when they get the answer, they don't like it, because it is not tailored according to their thinking. And I say today, whoever is born of God and is in the Word of God will receive and respect the answer of the Word of God. If we cannot respect the answer of God, then we can forget ourselves and the whole thing. For the simplest thing is to decorate the tombs and to bring them bouquets of flowers now and then and to whitewash them. But the question is always about the present. How many times has Brother Branham said so earnestly, believers always thank God for what he has done. That was great. And they look out for what he will still do, but bypass what he is presently doing. And that is the big trouble. These people wanted the answer. They got it. Free, short, and to the point. Not roundabout, but I am the voice of him who cries in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. The word of prophecy had taken shape. A proclamation, as it was foretold, took place in the wilderness. Fulfillment of Scripture was the beginning of the New Testament. Fulfillment of Scripture will be the end of the New Testament church. Not you and my program, not you and my will, nothing. We have not been asked and will not be asked in the future. But God, who purposed his plan of salvation before the foundation of the world, he will see to it that it will be carried out. And blessed is the man who finds his answer in the Bible and respects it in the Word of God. Only then are we a part of the Word of God. When we today, and I have heard it often enough, when we talk with the men of the full gospel and come to the question of Brother Branham, they all say in unison, the greatest man of God since the days of Jesus Christ. And just as well they say, but ever since he began to talk about himself and think he was a prophet that was to come, we can't go along with that. And what did we say? Where these people stop, where their path stops, namely where the Bible is clearly presented to us, that is where our path begins. Our path begins with the fulfillment of the Word of God, and that is where everyone else's path ends. I have not heard them once. I have heard them often enough. And also this Brother Nelson, that this man is talking about, where we had the radio programs. For hours we were telling, and he was full of praise. He said, Brother Branham told me by revelation, build the radio station there and there, and God will prosper you. And we are glad God made him succeed. And we have had the broadcasts in English, in German, and in Russian all through the time. And here is one of the listeners from Alaska. And how many others have listened, I don't know. God knows. But what has happened? Yep, a wonderful man of God. I was with him in Minneapolis. I saw all the miracles. But, and then comes the but. Brothers and sisters, let us make no mistake. Where Bible prophecy is visibly fulfilled before our eyes, God presents us with a choice. And there it is decided whether we go right, left or behind, or whether we go forward with our God. When John was asked the question here right at the beginning of his ministry, because something was going on, people were asking, because something was suddenly there that wasn't there before. And then the question, who are you? All those who were of God were grateful for the biblical answer. They knew that the word of the prophet Isaiah was being fulfilled. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way for the Lord. They had no more questions. The scribes and all the others, they had questions, but not the people. The people had the answer. Why did they have the answer? Because they were inwardly ready to follow God and find themselves in the Word. That is our business. Only to say, and there are many today who say, yes, the bride is a word bride. And then they don't even know what that means, what the scope of that even is. It's only in the head. No, word bride means something more. In John, the word has taken shape. Scripture was fulfilled. It was a time period of Bible prophecy. The church is not a word bride until the part of the word that was promised for her for a certain time is fulfilled. Do you understand that? That the word can become flesh, that it can take shape, that it becomes visible. That's how it was back then. That's how it is today. And so the whole thing will end by the grace of our God. I don't know, but I'm so overwhelmed inside by all the things from the last days. I can't tell anyone, not that one needs it, but in the hour of tribulation, it is somehow a comfort when a mother comes and says, Brother Frank, 3 years ago, I dedicated my life to God here in this hall, and other people, you rejoice with them. We rejoice among ourselves here. Who has called? God has called. And because He has called us, He will lead us through until we come from believing unto seeing. I am thankful that the ministry of Brother Branham is in the Word of God. If it were not in the Word of God, you and I would not be in the Word of God. Then we would follow cunningly devised fables. But in that, a ministry was foretold in the Word, and then finds its fulfillment, and receive that ministry as coming from God, and become grounded in the Word of God. We become a part of the Word, and become the Word bride, flesh from His flesh, and spirit from His spirit. That is what it is all about. Of course, not a thing that goes around in our head, but a thing that can be seen. In John, you could see it. He stood there. Isaiah 40, verse 3, Malachi 3, verse 1, were fulfilled in Him. And I ask myself today, when Mark began to write, the gospel of Jesus Christ began as follows, as it is written in the prophets. And then he quotes both scriptures, the scripture from the prophet Malachi, and the scripture from the prophet Isaiah. And after that comes the testimony. There arose a man sent from God. His name was John. Why sent from God? Because it was the hour of God in which Bible prophecy was fulfilled. a man of God with the Word of God. We have experienced this in our generation by grace. And this is the word bride. Everything else will go somewhere and sometime, either to the right or to the left or behind. But the moment we recognize a thing is in the scripture, all doubt is gone. Then sent ones can come and go and ask whatever they want. The answer is given from the Holy Scripture. Today one would say, John was talking about himself. Oh, what do we all want to talk about? Did he talk about himself? He spoke of God, because God's word was fulfilled through him. What could he do about it? He didn't just say, yes, I'm John, and now I'm going to do this and that. He said, here is the word of the prophet fulfilled. A voice cries in the wilderness, make straight the way for the Lord. May the days ahead simply be days in which we grasp more deeply what a grace has been granted to us to be a part of the Word in these last days, and thus to witness the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, and not to stand by, but to be in the midst of it. And that is the glorious thing. If only God could open our hearts and ears and understanding and all that we are and have in these days, and that the heavens would also be opened above us, and that the Holy Spirit could descend in a mighty way. Oh, we owe God so much thanks. And when our dear brother, who is going back to Czechoslovakia, he said that he will take with him what he heard and witnessed here in these services. That is something great. In every service, we should be able to take something with us. We should experience God anew. May the Lord bless us all mightily this evening. Amen.